Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday, May 27th, and you are live on the greatest Neo Soul show on the web, powered by nexttothel.com. I'm the one and only Q-Man, and along with Regina, we are going to bring you 1 hour of Neo's. I was trying to mix the word soul and gold, and it just fell apart. So, what's up,
what?
Regina?
Hey, yeah. How you doing? You were mixing soul with old?
No, I was trying to do soul and gold, you know, so
like
1 hour of Neo gold, but it just, it wasn't going to work.
That's so. Okay. Well, hey, everybody. How are you?
So, anything, how was your week so far?
They're pretty much the same every week since, March? Everything is good, huh? Days of the week don't matter. Nothing like that. But, you know, it's all good. I'm safe. I'm well. My family's well. It's all good. How about you?
Trying to survive with the stay-at-home thing going on, trying to keep the brain going.
You know,
it's difficult. But, we could give up like a lot of people are doing and just go to the beach and go to the bars and hang out.
You know what? As much as I hate it, I hate when I sort of understand. I'm like, ooh, no, it's the wrong thing to do. Don't do it. But I understand. Sort of like Chris Rock, you know? It's sort of like, what, you know, this kid. It's sort of like, I understand, you know, because everybody wants to get out there, you know, and it is like a little tiring, you know, and everybody wants to mingle, and, you know, we're made to, you know, be together. That's what human beings are. So I understand it. I don't think it's the smartest thing in the world to do, and I don't want to be around those people, but I understand. I understand. So we have a new, hey, June 8th, what's that?
What's that?
June 8th, what's coming?
That's our big relaunch. NeoSoulCypher.com will be launching on June 8th. I'm doing a campaign to have my face be the first thing that people see when they click on to the website. Do you think that's going to go over well?
Right, because you think you're prettier than me. I don't know why you continue to think you're prettier than me. God, you man.
Can we say handsome for me? Can I be an old school masculine guy and say handsome? Or
we don't say handsome anymore. I didn't realize we didn't say handsome anymore. I don't know, but no, you're not prettier than me. You're not more handsome or anything like that.
I think it could be me.
I'm working on that.
But we are launching NeoSoulCypher.com on June 8th. So make sure that you go on, check everything out, see the fantastic job that they have done. It is the beginning of a lot of great things for the Neo Soul Show, the new Soul Cypher. And we're very excited about that. So June 8th, make sure that you are on the site. Again, I'm pushing to have my face the first thing that they see, but you know.
I just
want them to do it right. And if we're gonna do it right, that's what it needs to be.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So last week we spoke to Curlew, who came
Lenny
through,
Curlew.
And he was fantastic. He
oh my God. Yeah, so much fun. Oh, my God, yeah. I had a great time.
He was fantastic.
Yes, and absolutely.
He told some
fun.
Great stories, too.
He did what? There's a what?
He told some great stories, too.
I know.
he really did.
Hey, I'm so glad you asked that question. We have to make sure we ask Ascender the same question. Should we warn them what it's going to be? Because I'm assuming they're listening. Should we warn them? Let's just do it.
You got to just do it. You got to just do it. And I'm excited to have Ascendant here because This is the ultimate mulligan for us, the ultimate do-over. We had them on, and we weren't able to run it like we wanted to. We had a lot of technical difficulties, and they were nice enough to give us another chance. And I really appreciate them for doing that.
I do too. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think it was quite. Yeah, it was two times, right?
No, it was just one.
Was it just one time? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I appreciate that as well. So we called them down. We're going to give them extra time because of our mishap the last time. So
are we going to get? Are we going to get all four of them tonight?
Oh, gee, I hope so. They better be there. Are they there?
I mean, it's four or five of them, isn't it? It's five of them. Ascendant rolls deep.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
are they there
Ascendant
yet?
Ascendant rolls deep. If you don't know, Ascendant rolls, they're not just one or two people. They have a starting five. Like, they could...
That's
they could
cool
play for a championship. And they got a lot of talent. And,
yes, they did.
We got a interesting tidbit courtesy of our wonderful CEO. Last week was our 100th show. Yes, last week was our 100th show.
Hey, that's definitely a milestone. Good.
That's a big deal.
Congratulations to us. Yay!
That is a big deal. So we have made it to 100 shows. And I just want to point out that the show where I gave my playlist and sang a duet is still the number one ranked episode that we have ever had.
When I get to hear that? I wasn't there. That was before me.
And you can check the numbers. It's still there, and it still has the most views. I'm just saying.
But how did they know you were going to sing?
No one knew. I surprised everybody.
And they just, like, they called each other, and they were like, hey, dude, guess what? Q-Man, sing it. And then everybody logged on.
When I do stuff out of the norm because of my talent level, the word spreads very quickly. But you know what? I'm not going to take any of the shine this evening away from our wonderful group, Ascendant. So I'm going to jump into their music. I'm going to jump into their music. So now, I know you, so I know you probably have a favorite, right?
No. No, you set me up, so I'm not going to tell you.
No. See, I'm biased, so... I like this song. I ain't got no time. Huh?
You're not biased.
No, I mean, I'm biased in the sense that my song that I like of theirs is I Ain't Got No Time. Because, you know, that's what I be telling these people out here.
I ain't got no time.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. You know, I ain't got no time.
I love that. Oh, okay. So that's why you're biased.
I'm saying, that's a fantastic song. I ain't got no time.
So are we playing that first?
Yeah, we might as well, because, you know, that's like my motto when they try to hit me with the BS. I ain't got no time.
I ain't got no time. I understand.
Yeah. That song was made for me.
So that's good.
So we are going to listen to I Ain't Got No Time by Ascendant. And when we come back... If that number isn't them on the line, then we're going to have a nice, awkward time when this song is over. So here we go. But I Ain't Got No Time by Ascendant.
Thank you.
okay, we're going to blame Regina because I didn't know I only had snippets for Regina. You ain't tell me that. Really? Let me play a snippet. You know what? We're gonna talk to that production manager when this one's over, because I don't want snippets. I want Ascendant. But anyway, I think we have them on the line. Ascendant, do we have you on the line?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Good. Especially considering everything that's going on. Yeah, we're still hanging in here.
Good. I know how difficult these times are. I was just trying to see who to blame, because I only had a snippet of my favorite song of yours. I ain't got no time, because, you know, that's kind of my motto.
Because you ain't got no time. Yes.
There you go. But how you guys doing otherwise, other than all of the craziness going on out here?
Not bad. We're living. We're doing what Black folks do, right? We survive.
That's all we can do. So, first question I have for you guys, we've asked a couple of artists this, and we get different answers, and they're very interesting. And what I want to know is, over the last couple of months, with this time that you have to yourself, do you find it easier to create and think and broaden and do things, or is it more difficult to do that?
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah. we're talking about this yesterday. As far as I'm concerned, I'm Kalen Boyer, the keyboard player. As far as I'm concerned, I'm moving like molasses. There's just so much. You would think that I would have about 8 or 9 albums done already, but that's not the case. It's a weird energy altogether, just across the board, that's making it a little more difficult. And I can't fully give you, I can't give you a full reason why that is. There's just so much to going on, so much to deal with that.
Right.
Maybe it's blocking the
creativity,
the extra radio waves or whatever it is where the creativity comes from. It has a weird effect. However, I mean, we did do a few songs. But it's just strange. I can't speak for everybody. I mean, Curtis is somebody whom I haven't had a chance to talk to a little bit over throughout all this. So maybe he's been throwing down the albums or whatever. That's a guitar player, but I certainly have not.
Okay. I guess I don't know if you guys feel that concentration is definitely an issue right about now. So I don't know, maybe it could be that. I don't know. For some of us, concentration might be an issue right now that blocks our creativity. I know I don't feel like doing anything for sure.
Well, yeah, this is the time for that. And Kale, you have 20 years of experience in the music industry. So how does it work when it's time for you to create anyway? At what, does it ever become repetitive for you, or are you always able to just turn it on when you're ready to?
The latter. When I need to, it just happens. And you know, there may be, I've done some commercials too, and I've done some stuff for some other artists. I was going to try to maybe differentiate between the artists and maybe doing commercial work, but it's really not. It's no different. I mean, when I need to sit down in front of the keyboard and bang something out, it's never failed me. I've always been able to do it. I just haven't really tried in these circumstances of the past couple of months, I haven't really tried that hard to really bang something out. But a couple of times that I have before, we do have a new song that we're working on that I banged out fairly easily. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, as a group, once this is over, what is the first thing you guys are going to do? Is it going to be touring?
Just had this conversation yesterday.
It's like so I was in the room.
Oh, my God.
I think they were on our call with us.
So, what's the first order of business when this is over?
This is Kennery, the bassist.
Hi, Terry.
Probably just trying to get a feel of the lay of the land, whatever that looks like. who knows what this is going to, what opportunities this is going to present. So maybe just kind of getting a feel that, I mean, everybody's going to kind of move ahead, I'm assuming, on what they already know, what we've already done as a group. But just trying to get a feel of what the world is going to have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by extension, offering what we have to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So let me ask you, do you think it's hard? Is it hard? Do you find it hard planning or planning or dreaming right now because we don't know what's going to, you know, we don't know what to plan for or what life 100%. Music is going to be like.
100%.
Yes.
Mm. This is my vocalist, percussionist. Yes. It's quite challenging. Mike, the percussionist, mm-hmm. vocalist. It's quite challenging because you don't know what's on the other side. Like, well, mm-hmm. let's go do
right.
this. Well, maybe you can't.
Yeah.
Well, you all know.
I read a post with one of my Facebook friends. I really don't know, but he was saying last week about, you know, I'm just giving up on life. I guess live music is dead. I just may as well give up. And it was heartbreaking because, you know, he's been a live musician forever. And I just wanted to say, no. It's going to come back somehow. But I was wondering if you guys, you know, I just asked that question because I was wondering if you guys were feeling that way at all, like just so uncertain about what music is going to be like in the future that maybe it interferes with creativity and planning. That's why I asked that.
I'm going to take that one.
And don't worry, I have individual questions for everybody too. So
yeah. Our natural demeanor is to remain hopeful, and I think we're in a wait and see mode right now. But we're hopeful that it all will work out and whatever venues that survive this and whatever our fellow artists that survive this, we're all going to get together and we're going to keep putting music out because it's just part of the human condition to do so. I think ultimately that's what will. It's hard to say what the landscape is going to be, but I do believe Ascendant is going to be part of it. In some form or fashion, I think we will definitely continue to be part of it. Yeah.
Mm. Nice. So, Donica, are you here?
Oh. Let's. Donica is on leave. She's kind of like. Because she's had some health issues and so who you're hearing here, let's get that out the way right first. Now I'm Kale, I'm a keyboard player, And the next person is Michael Lockett, who's the singer. And then next to him,
virtually late.
Right. Virtually next to him is Renee, is our newest member, Renee Ruffin, who is a new vocalist. Who's not necessarily? She's not replacing Donica. Donica's not gone. She's just
okay.
She's on leave because of some health issues. And Renee is helping. Is joined the group, and will be doing things along with us as well. And then next to her virtually is Curtis
right.
Cade, who plays guitar. A guitar player, vocalist, also a songwriter, and he's actually an excellent artist on his own right. And mm-hmm. and finally, holding up the rear as usual, because that's what bassists do, is Kennery Kent Smith, one of Chicago's absolutely extraordinary bassists, and we're actually like honored to have him as part of the group as well. And that's okay. I think that's everybody else on the everybody's on the call, correct? I didn't miss nobody.
Nice. So, Mike, you won Showtime at the Apollo.
What?
Wow. Really? Yeah. Yes.
What is that like? Don't undersell that, man. Well.
Do you remember? Did you remember back that far?
I do. Well, considering at that point in my life, it was actually a dream, a goal to be in a quartet. Like that mm-hmm. was Boys to Men, Take Six. That's what I wanted to do. So we got the opportunity to perform at the Apollo, which was kind of magical. I mean, no. It wasn't recorded. At that point, it was just people just come in performing. That was slightly disappointing, but overall, it was a fantastic experience.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you went back, dude. I didn't know you were going back. Wow.
I do my homework.
That's cool, man. It's like, so, you were born in what year? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You went to what grammar school? Wait a minute.
Right. They went in the vault.
Wow. Good job. Bravo.
So, Curtis.
Yes.
How do you begin playing the guitar in Chicago at 13 years old? How does that happen?
Well, I actually asked my parents for drums, and my mother and father did not want me to make that type of noise. So
I'm sorry. I'm just distracted by your voice. I must say.
Man.
Can you talk? Can you dial it down one day?
It is hard.
Nice voice. Nice speaking
Thank
voice.
You.
I'm like, ooh. You're welcome.
I've heard before.
But I asked my parents to buy me a guitar because my neighbor had one. So I figured if he had one, that we could play together. So I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the passion, with the uncertainty. I think you can never master a guitar. It really masters you, and that's the thrill of it, is that you never know what happens when you pick it up. So
Nice.
I fell in love with it.
Wow.
I tried it once. It hurt my fingers. I think I took it for about a semester. But I was like, oh, this hurts. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
no, true. It did.
That happened.
It did. It hurt.
That happened to me, too.
So he stayed
like,
with it.
Oh, what do you mean I have to get calluses?
Okay. And Kennery.
Yes, sir.
You performed with Erykah Badu, so I know you have at least one crazy story.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we have time. When you say crazy, well, actually, I can combine crazy stories with Curtis, because me and Curtis go back a long way, playing together before we played in Ascendant. And I guess it would just be being in a band where we're rehearsing together in, what was it, like a boiler room in a building up north? It was like a
warehouse that, hindsight, we dodged a bullet, because if there was a fire, we would be here.
We would have been in so much trouble. I mean, this room, we were literally behind equipment and stuff together, and we're playing with this guy who was a little eccentric and crazy. So just, you know, there's a lot. I mean, I could go into stories that are just beyond that kind of thing. But suffice it to say, we've all probably had some pretty colorful experiences being musicians on the Chicago scene and beyond. I mean, that's not even counting the stories from overseas. So that's a whole other thing.
Nice. Okay, so your newest member, Miss Ruffin, what was the first name?
Renee.
Is there any relation? You know, I mean, of course, I'm sure you've been asked that before.
There is a relation, but not close enough for me to have made it lucrative for myself, unfortunately. So I couldn't call on Uncle David or Uncle Jimmy, let's put it that way.
Okay, that's exactly what I was wondering. Now, are you out of Chicago
also?
There is
a connection. Yeah, I was born in Michigan, actually, but I've spent all of my adult life here in Chicago and all of my musical life pretty much here in Chicago. And so, you know, I got to know Ascendant, gosh, has it been 20 years ago, guys? I mean, I think
just about,
the band, I was with another band called Marvin Tate's Desettlement here in Chicago, and we played several gigs with Ascendant, you know, throughout the years. And then we all have known so many of the same people, you know, you hear 6 degrees of separation, but here in Chicago on the music scene, it's really like two or three. And so I left Chicago. I had been gone for about 8 years and came back just last year and, you know, said, I actually said 2020 is going to be my year. But I said, you know, I wanted to get back into music. You know, I've been raising my family, been around the world and I wanted to come back to Chicago, which has always been my home base, and just reconnect. Mm-hmm. And I've been very fortunate to have had great friends that, you know, just loop me back in and say, yeah, come on. And so that's what Kale did. I kind of put a feeler out there on Facebook and I was like, hey, people, I'm back. And he was like, hey, let's talk. And so the rest is beautiful history so far.
Nice. And Kale,
so you want to play the song in a minute?
What'd you say?
I'm sorry?
Play another song in a minute?
You mean another one of the clips that I have here?
Yeah, I did. Why are you? I'm not even gonna.
Don't be like
what?
That.
Maybe someone will speak up. Hopefully, someone will speak up on my behalf, because I'm not gonna say what happened there. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna point any fingers. Don't worry.
No.
You were sent some full songs. I don't know what happened, but I don't know.
See? See? You're playing with Ascendant, even on the second chance. You see that? Well, on another note, you guys really do a lot of things for your city. And I did want you to talk a little bit about some of the work you do around the city, some of the programs that you're involved in, and some of the ways that you give back.
Oh, let's see. I think you're referring to some of the shows that we did for some of the benefit concerts and the toy drives and the food drives. So we've always kind of we're always trying to find find a way to have our shows be not just shows, but to events where people can bring canned goods or toys for kids for Christmas or something like that. We've kind of been doing that since we started. We did a benefit for the NAACP. One year, did a little concert series. We were actually involved in getting that whole thing together with the NAACP. And there was one time, me, Michael, and our older band member, we went to I think it was Ohio or Kentucky or something like that. We did another benefit concert for something. These are years ago. This is years ago now. When we did that, was that 2004 or something like that? I can't even, it's so long ago that I can't even place the exact date. And that's kind of a joke to Michael because I tend to remember all those things. Yeah, but we're always kind of doing that, and it's something that we'll continue to do because I mean our music is a little more. I mean, we're not just talking about any old thing. We're always trying to be positive with and inspirational or even motivational in our music. So it just kind of goes hand in hand to be I hesitate to say altruistic, but there's another word I'm looking for. But we do that kind of stuff all the time whenever there's an opportunity to do so. And we'll continue to do that in the future.
That's phenomenal. It really is. I saw some of the things that you guys do, and it's really, really impressive. Some of the charity work that you guys are involved in. With the, I know you did some, the give a toy, spread some joy benefit concert. You did a HIV prevention. You do a lot of good things for the city and giving back. And I hope a lot of people are realizing that and you're getting. I mean, not that you're doing it to be recognized, but I hope that people realize that you do a lot for the city as well as putting out that good music that you put out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is good to know. So do you guys tour normally? Do you travel and tour and do different cities, or are you mostly just Chicago venues?
That's funny. We absolutely do tour. I don't even know if we could have made it this far without doing something like that. but it's funny because sometimes Chicago loves us and sometimes Chicago doesn't love us. it's like the weather. So we wouldn't be able to survive if we were just doing stuff in Chicago. Now the people that do come see us in Chicago are true blue diehard fans. They see us wherever we're performing. They don't care whether it's in the alley, in the backyard, or in the big stadium. Those were our first fans, and we're glad to have them. And I don't think we'd survive this long if we didn't.
Hey, Kale.
Yeah.
This is McHenry. I just want to add in here. A lot of it has to do with the ever-changing landscape of the music scene in Chicago. It's not the scene that was here 10 years ago, and that wasn't the scene that was there 20 years ago. Venues are coming and going, so it's not so much that I guess people. The fans and stuff like that are there. It's just a changing landscape. And so, you know, I mean, we do what we have to do in order to, you know, keep things going, even in the midst of things constantly being in motion. Plus, you know, it's always great to be outside of your
home and do things because it brings new perspective, it garners new fans. It's just great. We like traveling.
Nice.
So, Albert, how has the music scene changed, though? Like, has it changed, like, from, say, a lot of members to duets and solos or what have you, or has the genres changed? How has it changed in Chicago?
Yeah, all of that, I think.
It's an
organic thing, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, just like what everything else that's popular, it was what was labeled neo soul, and then before that. Certain kinds of rap was popular, and it just it ebbs and flows, and wherever it is that you fit in, you do that. Honestly, just like any place else, there's a ton of work for bands and singers that do cover tunes. There's always going to be a space for that because most of the hard work has already been done. Now, I know this is a controversial thing to say. Most of the hard work has already been done on that song, so it's already popular. So you just and people want to hear you sing it, so you just do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of thing when you're trying to promote music, your own music, and you really believe in it. And you know people are going to appreciate it, but people are a little more hesitant to, well, you know, if I hadn't heard you, I don't know anything about you. So your reputation always has to precede you. So and it just takes a long time to kind of build that. You just have to stay at it.
Right.
I suppose that's also an answer to a question of how you make it in the business, right? Because you just got to stay at it. You have to slowly build your following by one ear or two ears at a time, I suppose, one person at a time. And it changes. People's tastes change, but people want to hear change, all of that. And Chicago's definitely no different in that. The
demographics change.
Same thing, I guess, like New Orleans. When you go there, you expect Chicago and New Orleans. You know, those are two places you expect to hear. And then with different kinds of music. And when you go there, like last few times I've gone there, it's been like rock bands, which is fun. You know, I like different genres of music. It's just that it's changed over the years, and I think it really changed a lot after Katrina. So I was just wondering, Chicago was just like, you know, something like similar to that.
Well, I think Chicago, just like most of the major cities, had, well, now three major happenings. You know, the scene changed after 9/11. That was the first major shift. The second one was, of course, the financial crisis. A lot of things changed after that. And then now with this coronavirus pandemic, it's just, you know, that's in conjunction with the demographics changing, you know, people moving, people getting older, new crowd coming up, looking for new styles of music, or some even reaching back for what's considered old school because a lot of new stuff doesn't whet their palate, you know. So there's so many moving parts to this thing. It's always going to be something new and different that, you know, artists have to adapt to.
That's interesting. But you guys, do you find yourself constantly changing, evolving, or is your sound where you have to make very light tweaks and just pretty much keep going the way you are?
I think it's an evolution. It's just like I mean, as an artist, you don't really want to stay. You don't want to be stagnant,
right?
And so there's just the life kind of pushes you in different directions too, and it kind of affects what you want to say and how you want to say it. And just doing those things kind of helps evolve your style or your sound. When I think back to what we sounded like 20 years ago to how we sound now, there are some things that are exactly the same. And there's other things in how we kind of want to say what we're saying and how we approach it musically that has definitely evolved. And sonically, aesthetically, all of those things. And then and we're still evolving. We're evolving still, because there's just life is just getting it's getting like some sci-fi movie. So there's for me personally, there's the effect of that is me wanting to use more synthesizers or just a little more. Just to be a little more specific, to use more synthesizers or just to have a little, to add a bit more of an airy type of sound to what we do, and that in itself affects where the whole song and whole sound kind of moves. It's like that kind of basically. So I guess it's the latter thing that you said.
Nice. Well, we have battered you with questions.
Did we hear from every member? Did we hear from everyone?
We did.
Yes.
Because
I
did my homework. I was ready.
You did.
That's
you
what I
stop.
Do. See, I knew you were going to hate. This is what I go through all the time. She actually hates the fact that I come prepared. Do you see that?
Well, it's not my
no.
You can hear my computer right now making these weird noises. My laptop broke, and I'm just like lost right now without it.
See, all the time. Well, you know what? We're gonna get into some of y'all music. We good.
Which clip you gonna play?
I think we're gonna go with "Gotta Get Up."
Oh,
I like that one.
Okay.
There you go. So Ascendance in the house, we are having a good time, and when we come back from Gotta Get Up, we're going to get in a little bit to this Jordan documentary, because we got Chicagoans on here, so we gotta venture. We gotta at least So let's go.
God.
Gotta Get Up, Ascendant. We go. Doesn't have to be an oh God all the time, Regina.
Let me get through it. That's fantastic.
Sorry, you know you hurt me. No words can measure
Listening to music on the phone is not.
Get up by a that song.
Love it.
Didn't make you do a two-step. You are not human.
Listen, I'm in my office here dancing my butt off. I am dancing.
Even I was doing a two-step, and I already got telework armpits. So.
What is that?
Telework
armpits. What's telework armpits?
That's when you work from home, so you don't have to put deodorant on. It's telework armpits.
Hey!
You didn't ask. You asked what it was.
Ew! I brushed my teeth too and everything. Ew!
You know, I think the important thing here is that I was two-stepping to ascendant. Okay, that's the important.
Now I'm distracted. I'm focused on the deodorant.
So.
No, but you're right. That was great. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Great
I know you guys. That's a phenomenal song. That's a phenomenal song. That's put the sunroof down. It's a nice summer day. You chilling song. That's what that is. That's just a phenomenal song. So
thank you.
I know you guys saw the documentary.
Okay.
What did?
I'm sorry. I did. Really.
What did you guys think?
Who wants to answer that one? Well, thought it was phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. No, it was great. It was honest.
That's great. You have any more? Anything else to?
Well, that's my Trump answer. That was my Trump answer. It was great. Mike did some big things. He was really good at what he did. Mm-hmm.
He was.
He was phenomenal.
So, well, is Kale that type of leader, or is he more laid back?
Ooh.
Ooh. They beat up on us all the time. All the time.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't resist. Wow. Yeah, I apologize. I couldn't resist.
No, but he's not that kind of leader, no.
I was curious, you guys being in that area, what you thought, and especially since, you know, yesterday a recording came out where Jordan is actually saying if Isaiah's on the team, he's not going to play after he denied it. So it's kind of messy right now.
My dad sounds exactly like me.
It's only messy if you're from Detroit. Yeah,
I have to keep a low profile on these convos because the first half of my life I was in Michigan and was a Pistons fan.
Right.
And so, yes, some of this. But when I came to my adult life, I appreciated the Bull. But, yes, anything involving Isaiah Thomas hurts my feelings deeply.
I get it. Yeah, I mean, with nothing on TV, that documentary was everything for those 4 or 5 weeks it was on. I mean, you were patterning and planning your food around that because there's nothing else to do.
Didn't miss one episode. I very seldom watch TV when something comes on at the particular time it's supposed to come on.
Mm-hmm.
I was right there every day at 8 o'clock.
Well, for Chicagoans, you know, it was not really that. I mean, a lot of us have had opportunities to meet those Bulls, you know, because music and sports often interacted back then very much. And
wow.
So we, you know, none of the stuff was really very surprising, you know.
No.
People walk away saying, "Oh, that's Michael Jordan. That's how he was." Well, okay, that's who he was. It's not a big deal, you know. But he's no different than any other higher achieving. Some people just that's how they function, and he got it done, and. We're going to always be proud of that.
I hear that. And that's the bottom line. No matter what you say, the man won. And that's what it's about. So I can't even dispute that. So you guys, tell everyone where they can find your wonderful music.
AscendantMusic.com pretty much is kind of like the hub of Ascendant's music everywhere on the net because we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, and we're on both of those, unfortunately. With Bandcamp, if you really want to support the band, go to bandcamp.com and you'll be able to purchase the downloads because downloads is still a thing. We're really trying to encourage folks. Downloads are still a thing. You want to be able to have the song on your phone all the time. I mean, what happens if you lose the stream? You know, if Verizon has an outage, then you're not going to be able to listen to Ascendant's music. You might as well download this thing. I'm trying really hard to hint, nudge here. Download it. and just about any place else that you would purchase music or download music. Yes, we're everywhere, but definitely ascendantmusic.com. There's a link on your website for where people can come see us. And hopefully, you know, when all this is over, we'll get some dates and actually perform again too.
Well, make sure you let us know when that happens so we can get our CEO to send us out there.
Absolutely. Hey, it might be. You all are based in New York, right?
I'm in D.C.
You're in D.C.
And Regina is in. Where are you, Regina? You're in Maryland, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Maryland.
You know, as soon as we get some dates over there, we will definitely let you know.
I appreciate that. And you know what? We appreciate you guys coming back, letting us get it right, and giving us a great night. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. So we're going to be watching. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And I think we're going to get some finally before we log off for the night. So once again, I want to thank Ascendant for spending some time with us. And we're going to rock out with one more of their songs. The song Finally. I like this one a lot. So that's how we're going to get out of here. Say goodnight, Regina.
Good night, Regina.
Good night.